Well, today we are celebrating or recognizing Christ the King Sunday. It is the end of the church calendar year for us. And so next week we start Advent. Whew, and that is the beginning of the year for us in the church. And so as we celebrate this day of Christ the King, we have to remember what it is that our King, who our King is and what he is King of. Christ our King. Well, God had granted the people of Israel, when they begged and begged a long time ago, God, we want a king. Other people have kings. Why can't we? And so he gave him a kings. And so it was with a little mixed results, right? So some of them were good. Some of them were not so good. But the highlight of the kings is King David. King David was the end all and be all of kings. Even though he was a little bit not so perfect of a human being, he was a great king. So he conquered nations. They were prosperous under his rules. He was victorious and glorious. And they were living life high on the hog. Well, not really. But anyway, so then it's just a bad turn of phrase, sorry. That's when you don't have notes, then things come and blah. So anyway, so they were wanting this. And so as time went on and on and on and on, they didn't have this king anymore who was victorious or glorious. Instead, they were conquered and they were taken into exile and they were used as prisoners. And it was not a good life. And today, when we read our lesson today, they are under Roman rule. And so again, life is not very great for these people. And they are wanting and so desperately to be delivered out of this, for God to come as God has promised and bring them a new king. And so God did. Just didn't end up the way that people thought. Jesus showed up as a baby, humble, and he served and he loved and he showed people how to love one another and serve one another, how it is to forgive and how it is to be generous and how it is to live as people of God here and now. And it wasn't so victorious and glorious all the time. So Christ the King Sunday helps us remember that God does keep God's promises, but it doesn't always look exactly the way we think it's going to look. And in fact, it oftentimes is the opposite. And so here we are with Christ our King. It is Quilt Sunday, and so I knew that all of these quilts would be here, and it is such a great visual for the kingdom of God, for God's kingdom here and now. If you are a quilter, we are so grateful for your work, and we are so grateful for this metaphor, for God's relationship with us, God's kingdom, and who Christ our King is. So we begin with our quilt making. I am not an expert. I have been gifted quilts along the way, and I am so grateful. I have sat in or visited when the quilters are working, so I have a little bit of a knowledge of what they do. First of all, as they work, they have donated fabric. So that's why there's so much variety in these quilts here in our sanctuary and out. They have all what they have been given, donated. They work with whatever it is, however it has come in. Sometimes that material is full of holes or maybe worn out or stained, and so they will cut around that. They will make pieces that represent the best part of that fabric. And these pieces come together. The pieces come from near and far, like you and me. They come with some worn spots and some holes and some damage and some stains, like you and me. And they are gathered together. They are sewn together, sometimes in a pattern, or I've heard this term called a crazy quilt, and so maybe it's however they will fit together. But they are pieced together and remarkably transformed, taking pieces that were discarded and used and putting together into this new and beautiful piece of art. And so here we have our top. the top of the quilt, you and me, gathered together, sewn together into community. And then they have a filler in between so that it gives kind of some structure to this quilt. So this filler, in my mind, if we're going to continue this metaphor, would be the things that give us a firm foundation, things like scripture and prayer and Bible study and caring for one another and all of those things that God has taught us and given to us to help us to live with a firm foundation, with a structure of how we should live our lives, because God has not left us alone in that, but God has given us what we need to know to be able to live as God's people in this world. And then oftentimes, but not always, but oftentimes, there is a wholeness to this quilt as well. It comes on the bottom of the quilt. The bottom of the quilt is oftentimes a sheet or something that has been donated once again, that maybe has been worn and that has maybe had through time being softened up, or that is just one whole piece of cloth. Then as they are putting these together, they put them on a rack, on a structure to be able to tie them. Because you'll see that they are tied in increments along the way, each of these quilts are. And what I love about these ties, it's actually my favorite part of the quilt in a weird way. You see, my grandma gave me my first quilt when I was younger, and I still have that quilt. It is a little worse for wear, but I remember that flannel backing part and the top part of it, and it was tied with yarn as ours are. And sometimes while I was wrapped in that quilt, I would play with the ties, kind of giving me comfort, giving me something to touch, tangible. And so, yes, they are just knots in the quilt. They are just yarn in knots. But what is really cool about this process is that when they are laid out on the structure for them to be able to sew and tie a knot, it's usually more than one person doing it. It's usually like two or three or four people that are working on it. And as they work on it here at Zion and other places where quilts like these are made, they are made in a community. So the conversation around the quilt is like, how are you doing? What's up with life for you? How can I help you? Did you hear that great story? It becomes this part where we are now in community sharing and caring for one another as we are tying the knots of a quilt. God's kingdom is such that God brings us together from all over, each with our own abilities and our own our gifts that we bring to the community, that make up this beautiful and wonderful quilt that God has sewn together. He ties us together so that we have something that we have that's tangible, that we can see one another, that we can care for one another, that we can look one another in the eye. We have something that we can see and touch. And then it comes to the last part, which is the binding. Here at Zion, each of the quilters, they will take it home to their own homes and they will apply the binding around. It is the thing that keeps it all together to last for a long time, keeping it together. Our baptism does that in Christ the King's kingdom. Our baptism ties us together, makes us a one body in Christ, where we belong to each other, where we are kept and held and loved. And then these quilts, they will go out from here. They will go out and they will surround a youth who is experiencing homelessness and give them a touch of comfort and warmth. Maybe a hug that they haven't had for a while. A quiet acceptance of who they are It will go to adults who are experiencing homelessness. It will go to a domestic violence shelter for people who are afraid and anxious and going through a life transition that is very, very scary. And these quilts will be there to give them that aid, that sanctuary. And they will go out around the world. They may even be tucked into a shipping container that will go overseas, where you will put a quilt in every nook and cranny that is available, so that when they come to their new place, where their new home, they will be shelter for people. They will be a safe landing spot. And that's how God uses you and me. Just like he uses these quilts, just like he uses us as humans, individuals, each of these pieces that come together, but even bigger than that, how he uses us, God's great quilt pieces, sewn together, reshaped and reformed and renewed. We are tied together. We are given a foundation. We have a whole backing behind us. And we are bound together in our baptism. This is Christ's kingdom here. And in eternity, it will be even more glorious. God, Christ our King, comes in love and in service. God shows us that God is steadfast and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he quilts us together. We are not to remain in here either. We too are sent out into our world to do exactly what these quilts will do in our own areas of our lives. So go. Go with Christ our King. Amen.